This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The 49ers are 6-3. It's a victory Monday. The dumb Rams are coming to town this week.
Ooh, Rams week.
The Warriors will play twice over the next 48 hours. The trade deadline is less than 24 hours away. The Warriors Summit is on Thursday. Do you catch the drift? It's again a week where we got a lot going on. Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line brings up Max Crosby with regard to the trade deadline. Boy, the Niners are in a tough spot, man. I feel like the Niners are in a tough spot. Anytime you have a fence in between your legs, it hurts. And that's exactly where the Niners have to be. I'm sorry to say it. So those of you bringing up Max Crosby, no. I don't think Max Crosby's even available. And the 49ers are not going to give up buckets of first and second round draft picks to go get a pass rusher to support a team that is without a bunch of its best players. They just won't do it. And I reject completely because, like text line just said, 510, I'm all in on Max Crosby. Niners don't do well on first and second rounders anyway. First of all, not completely true. Second of all, you don't operate a football team that way. You don't just be like, we're not going to do first and second round draft picks ever. So I personally, I don't think they think that way. I wouldn't think that way. But what the 49ers have said that they will do is if something makes sense, and somebody can contribute to them both this year and beyond this year, then they will look at it. But they are also mindful of keeping and making a lot of their draft picks because they're going to need cheap labor as they pay Brock Purdy, Fred Warner, and George Kittle and others, Diamador Lenore, into the future. And so where does that leave you? It would leave you in a spot of we're not doing anything except for year 6-3. And you're 3-0 in the division. So that's how I would describe it. If someone asks between now and 1 o'clock tomorrow at the trade deadline, what do you think the Niners are going to do? I'm going to say the Niners have to do something. But they can't do much because it would just be the wrong thing to do. And I don't even know if it's available anyway.
It's going to be more of a Keon White, Cleveland Furl than it is a Max Crosby or any other like fill-in-the-blank dream defensive tackle or defensive end. Quinn and Williams. That's not happening. I don't believe that the 49ers are going to be big game hunting. To me, it's more likely that they're going to do more of what they've already done, which is use late round draft picks or early day three, fourth or fifth rounders, and try to bring in somebody who can help them be a rotational piece. And you saw Cleveland Furl come in his first game back as a Niner, and he made an impact. He had a couple of tackles in the run game. He had the one sack that was a coverage sack, but he didn't give up on the play. And man, I thought that that ball was coming out.
Like I don't know how the hell he held on to it. That was incredible.
He's got to come in with the chop on that. Jackson Dart is completely oblivious to the fact that a 6'5" D end, former first rounder in his own right, he's coming. And he's coming strong from the backside. And I can't believe that ball didn't come out. But I do think that at the deadline tomorrow, between now and then, you're looking at more of those types of moves, I think, as opposed to them using a first or second round pick and bringing in a real big boy.
I'm gonna predict Keon White plus, and I don't mean more players. I get what you're saying. I think it's gonna be a little bigger than that. What did they give up for White? Did they move from the 6th to the 7th?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yep.
That's kind of your.
They got
your,
a 7th. They gave a 6th.
Right. So that's your classic nothing burger deal. Like your classic nothing burger deal, and there have been a few of them so far this week in the NFL, is where you're like, we want this person, and the other team is like, well, we don't even want them. And it's like, well, we have to do something in order to make this a trade. We're not going to just release this person and give them to you. So that's what you do. You swap a 6th and a 7th. You move down 20 picks, and you grab the player. I think the Niners can and should do something more significant than that. Straight giving up a 4, 5, or 6. One of those three rounds with nothing in return other than the player, and that player needs to be somebody who has more than just this year on their deal, and that player needs to be somewhat accomplished at tackling a quarterback. That, like, they get Bryce Huff back this week, that'll feel like one acquisition, but they need more, and they're going to still, you said this earlier, and it's the where my brain goes to, it's like, you can't just grab one or two people and then be like, good, now we're good for the rest of the year, and act like over the next 8 games you're right. Not going to have more injuries. Like, of course you will. Look at how this has gone so far. You know, who's to say Bryce Huff isn't going to re-injure whatever he's got going on?
When he eventually comes back.
Right.
Which hopefully is this weekend.
Supposed to be this week.
You got Mykal Williams now gone, ACL. You already lost Bosa. So right now you've got Jordan Elliott, Kalia Davis, who quietly has made every start
he's been pretty
this
good.
Year. Sam Okwuanu, who's playing on a hurt ankle, and he's still doing great. But then you get into, you know, rookies and undrafted guys and practice squad people. You need more bodies, more people who can actually get out there and run around and tackle. And the thing about it too, Mark, is if you look at the Niners' upcoming draft, they've got a comp pick coming for Charvarius Ward in the 4th round, Aaron Banks, a 4th rounder, and a 5th rounder for Hufanga. So those are 3 picks you're already going to get added to your coffer. So you've got picks that you can afford to part with in that 4th and 5th round.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I get also where they're, I don't think the Niners should be flippant with this, but 6-3 is an achievement. And I do not care who was on the schedule. And I think it's a funny take anyway. It's a funny take anyway. Why are they 6-3? Well, their schedule sucks. Well, they won on the road at 2 teams that are both 6-2 in their division. So are you making the point that those were easy? Those weren't easy. Those were not easy. In fact, if you go back to the way we looked at this schedule before the year even started, a couple of things show up. First of all, you probably lost some of the games that you thought were part of the easy schedule thing, right? You weren't thinking that Jacksonville at home was going to be hard. That was one of the games that you were like, well, that's a win. Plus, we called it an easy schedule without realizing that this is what the division would look like. Some people thought the Rams would be really good. I get that. Nobody thought the Seahawks would be this good. Nobody thought that at this point in the year, the NFC West would have 3 6-win teams. Very, very important to me, and I don't think we can forget, it's not just 6-3. It's 6-3, 3-0 in the division, with two of those being on the road against 2 teams that are both 6-2. That is a huge achievement.
6-1 in the conference.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
You can't undersell that, and you can't, also blow off all the adversity that has happened during those 9 games, and at least hope for less adversity in the 8 that remain. And if that's the case, then dude, the playoffs are sitting there for you. Do you agree or disagree? 10 wins is probably going to get you a spot.
I've been saying that all along.
Okay.
And I think that at 6-3 and you've got 8 to go, I think that 11 wins is very much in play.
Totally.
You're more likely to win 12 than you are to win 9.
Agreed.
I'll just say that.
Agreed. And if 10 wins is going to get you in, right now, you got a hard time looking at the rest of the schedule and thinking they're not going to get to 10. Boy, some stuff would really have to go haywire for them not to get to 10, I think.
4-4, and I do think that there are tougher games out there than what we thought. And going into the year, and I did this before the start of the year, the Niners' opponents this year, last year's record combined to have a 4-15 winning percentage. In other words, the Niners, based on last year's record, had the easiest schedule in football based on what teams did last year.
Yep.
Okay, that's a fact. Well, then now you look at those teams where we sit today, and Jacksonville is better than everyone thought, 5-3. Carolina, for God's sakes, is 5-4.
Yep.
And Chicago is 5-3.
5-3.
So those are 2 of the 3 teams I mentioned
and
you still have to play.
Tampa, I think maybe people thought was going to be good, but not 6-2 good.
It's 6-2.
Yeah.
So if you look at the record of the teams that you will play or you have played, it's much higher than the 4-15 that those teams accrued last year.
And you left out Indy. You left out 7-2 Indy, Which like is on the schedule.
Double and, Seattle and double the LA, right, right. 6-2 twice. So, right. And I haven't done the math on where it sits right now, but if you add up the records right now of the teams that you have played and will play, it's much higher than a 4-15 winning percentage.
No question.
So your schedule turned out to be much harder than what it looked like back in August.
Yeah, Grandy, what's up?
You guys are talking about potential targets for the Niners at the trade deadline before tomorrow's 1 o'clock trade deadline.
Yes, sir.
I know earlier today, Jalen Phillips, the Dolphins, traded to the Eagles, edge rusher. Another one just went down. The Ravens are trading for Titans edge Draymond Jones, sending a conditional fifth rounder that could potentially be a fourth. Draymond Jones has 4.5 sacks in 9 games so far this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, conditional fifth, potentially a fourth, is the price for someone like Draymond Jones.
And that's the kind of deal I think that the Niners not only could make, should make. That's the kind of deal. And I'm not like a Draymond Jones expert. I'm not going to blow smoke up your wahoo. But 4.5 sacks in the last 4 games, okay. Again, somebody who has a resume that says, I know how to go around a fat person and capture a quarterback. That's the Niners need that. They need that. Somebody who actually does that now. And yes, fifth rounder that could become a fourth. That's exactly the kind of deal I'm talking about. No Max Crosbys, no Hendricksons, none of that stuff. But this is the kind of player I think the Niners got to go get.
And I think that they need one of those, and they also need another Cleveland Furl type, which is, hey, you on the practice squad.
Depth piece.
We want you. Yep. We're going to go ahead and add you to our roster, and just to have more depth and more people who can get out there and do it. And if Bryce Huff is able to come back this weekend, if not next weekend, whenever it is, he's a guy I think who can absolutely help you to get after the quarterback. And yesterday, you didn't totally shake up Jackson Dart, but you had a couple of plays where you had him get off his spot, and you had a couple of sacks, and you had more hits on him. So at least yesterday, they were starting to trend in the right direction.
The pick is in 20 minutes, by the way. Cowboys and Cardinals tonight. Kyler Murray is officially inactive.
Okay.
So he will be also, like you and I, in a hoodie for tonight's game against them Dallas Cowboys at Jerry's World. Okay, Matt and San Rafael next up. Hi, Matt. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Hey, guys. So I've been listening and agreeing with a lot of what you're saying. I think one of the issues is the Niners don't need one player. The Niners need 2, 3, or maybe even 4, because they need defensive ends. I think they need a defensive tackle. And I honestly think they could use another linebacker, because they just keep losing guys. I think they have one defensive lineman who has not been hurt this year. Everyone else is either out for the year or who has missed games. So the concern I have is they have to nibble. They have to take players that can fill roles that can actually play, versus one guy who's going to, you know, really move the needle. The other thing is, and I hate to say this because I love the Niners, I just don't think that when push comes to shove, they're going to be able to go toe-to-toe with the Eagles, with the stupid Seahawks and the Rams, unless something happens to those teams, because they look really good. And I'm not even mentioning Detroit. It's just, given the attrition and the injuries that they've got, particularly key positions, particularly at important players, I just don't think that when it gets, you know, the bullets really start to fly in the playoffs, they're going to be able to hang with those guys.
Yeah, it's interesting, Matt. Let me ask you real quick. He left. It's funny. Well, you're not going to compete with the Seahawks and Rams. You mean the two teams they already beat?
Yeah.
Now, I know Fred Warner played in those football games.
Yeah.
And Nick Bosa not only played in one of those games, Nick Bosa made the deciding play in one of those games.
Yep.
So that's a completely fair response, I think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think that those are TBD type questions, but I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. You got to remember, we always call this a week-to-week league. And then we go, but they can't compete with those guys. Well, actually, what the 49ers have created is a spot where they don't need to compete with them over a long haul. And here's what I mean by that. You need to win this weekend. That's all.
Yep.
You just need to win this weekend at your place. Whose house? Your house. That's all you have to do.
Home dog.
And that, I get it.
Home dog.
But it doesn't mean, listen, it's not an easy game. Doesn't mean they're supposed to win, all that. But anybody watch football yesterday and see anything surprising?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's, if you win this game, that's going to change the entire framework of the NFC West. You will have swept the Rams, and you will be ahead of the Rams, and you will have what appear to be some somewhat friendly things on your schedule the rest of the way. Again, with this idea, can the Niners go 4-4 the rest of the way? Well, without even knowing, I don't know who's healthy, who's not, and I don't have look-ahead lines in front of me, but I would argue that the 49ers at minimum are going to be favored in 5 of the 8 games, at minimum. I don't know who will be favored in the last game of the year here against the Seahawks. Pretty sure.
Depends if it matters and for whom it matters.
Right, but dogs this weekend against the Rams.
Yep.
There'll be dogs at Indianapolis. Other than that, am I wrong? They're favored in the rest, right?
I think so.
At Arizona, favored?
Yep, favored.
Home to Carolina, favored?
Favored, yeah.
At Cleveland, favored?
Yeah.
Home to Tennessee, I don't even need to ask.
Nope.
Home to Chicago, favored?
Yeah, favored.
Favored. You'll be favored in 5 of these games.
No doubt.
You could blow one of them and lose the 3 where you might be the dog, and you still are going to the playoffs.
Still have 10 wins, no doubt. And based on your conference record and your division record, you have a lot of tiebreakers in your favor right now. And whether or not you're favored or not, the Cleveland game to me, and I don't want to tip the pick already, but that's a scheduled loss. And I said this when the schedule came out back in May or whatever, June. It's game 13 in a row. And it's on the road, and it's Cleveland.
And it's a short week.
I mean, if you want to add all those things up, yeah, you might be favored, but, oh boy, that's going to be a very difficult game. The last one of the year, we don't know who it's going to matter for. It might not matter for either. It might be for the division, as far as we know. The toughest game, though, on the schedule is coming up on Sunday, and it's the Rams in a revenge spot, and it's a game that really both teams understand that it won't necessarily decide the division, but the Rams are thinking, if we don't win this game, well, we're probably not going to beat the Niners in the division. And for the Niners, you're thinking, if we win this one and you get to 7-3 and 4-0 in the division, now we're not totally playing with house money, but that would be a huge game in their pocket.
What is the number this weekend?
I think it's 3.5 is what I saw.
Ooh, field goal plus.
Yep.
For the Rams.
Yeah. I think it's still 3.5. Depends where you shop.
Yeah,
but
currently sitting at 3.5.
Yeah.
That's an interesting number.
It's very interesting.
And that's also the number for tonight's game.
Ooh.
We got a game tonight?
Oh.
The pick is in.
Dallas is -3.5.
Yep.
Is that right?
At home.
Yep, at home.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look in your eyes.
You so going
to
pick the pick?
I'm going to pick the pick.
Yeah, you pick the pick. You going to pick the pick?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.